The internationally acclaimed Niska artist Norman Tate has died. He raised totem poles in Chicago, Japan, even for the royal family in England. But underneath all the fame, Tate was simply a boy from the Nass Valley and a man who survived residential school and went fishing with his father and brothers in Prince Rupert. I had the chance to speak with his brother, Alvar Tate, from the Nass Valley about growing up with Norman.
I'm the younger brother of Norman Tate by 2 years. I grew up with Norman. We went to school at a pretty early age of about 4 and 6 years old to residential school. We were taken from there for 5 years. He looked after me. He was my, not only a big brother, but a father and a mother. It wasn't a very good experience, so it wasn't hard for me to forget. My dad, when we got back, my dad told us just to forget everything because you're never going to get anything back, and you just got to move on and do something with the rest of your life. And that's what we did.
Indeed, you most certainly did, both you and your brother. When did you start doing art and carving together and on your own?
Well, my brother started on his own in around 1971. He was a self-taught artist, and he learned from museums, and he was quite interested in our culture, and he said he was copied from books for a while. We never did lose our culture, hung on to it, and until it was time to get back into it. Eventually, they knew that was going to happen.
By copying from these books and from museums, do you think that in the early days, your brother knew that he was, in a sense, reviving that culture that you almost lost?
He was just so totally involved in it, and he wanted to learn more. And I was the same thing with me. I didn't start until 1980. One day when I was working on a railroad. I worked in bush camps and logging and railroads. Construction, but I was working on a railroad in Kamloops when he phoned me up and asked, he said to me, you asked me one day if I could teach you to carve, and I said, yeah. Well, he says, time has come. He says, I need someone to help me with making a totem pole for Chicago.
Wow.
I said, I got a job here, a steady job here, but I still like to carve, so it was a good experience. I did a little bit of carving myself before that. I used to carve little totem poles with a pocket knife, and I used to sell them in camps, railroad camps and logging camps, and in Edmonton. I lived in Edmonton for a while. I used to sell at the bay there totem poles that I carved with a pocket knife.
It's a big jump, though, to be carving for Chicago in the States. Were you intimidated at all by the offer from your brother to join in on that?
I didn't know what I was getting into. He just wanted me to help him, and that's the way I looked at it. He's going to teach me how to carve and help him. But I didn't know that I was going to get out and go this far myself.
When you reflect back on the work that you and your brother did, what sort of legacy do you think Norman Tate has left with us today?
Oh, he left his footprints on this earth, that's for sure. And he was a strong-minded person, strong-willed, and he drummed it into us that what we were doing was sacred. And he taught me how to, taught me and my brothers how to blow a life into a totem pole once you cut it down, how it was traditional to talk to a tree before you cut it down, and promising not only our creator but the tree itself that you would make something worthy of it. He wasn't just an artist, he was fully involved in our culture.
Alvar, there's going to be a feast this Sunday commemorating your brother Norman Tate, as well as a number of services running into Monday. How are you going to remember Norman Tate?
everything we do, we remember him now, because it's right from the time when we knew his time was coming, we started to remember, and it was pretty hard for me because I was like a twin to him. We looked alike, and we shared the same feelings and thoughts, and he's a great guy, great man. He's left big footprints, and we all remember a little bit of everything from him, but for me, I remember a lot how strong he was, and he was pretty strong to me because he wanted me to follow in his footsteps. And I remember one time he sat down, my brother and I, younger brother, and he said, one day, he says, I mean, I taught you a lot. Now it's up to you to go take it the rest of the way, run with the ball, and do what you can with what I taught you. And that's just what I did.
Alvar, I really appreciate you telling me a bit about your brother and his legacy and your own life with him.
Okay, a pleasure was mine to share with everyone a little bit about my brother.
Alvar Tate is the brother of renowned Niska artist Norman Tate. The internationally acclaimed carver has died at 75. This weekend, there are a number of celebrations in Prince Rupert marking Norman Tate's life, including a public memorial service at the Jim Ciccone Center this Sunday at 7 p.m. Tate's funeral is this Monday at St. Andrew's Anglican Church here in Prince Rupert.